So I'm actually standing here in the middle of a workshop. I've got my entire audience in front of me, and we're talking about blogging and the importance of blogging, and about how blogging can make an enormous difference in the way that you're perceived by your target audience. But there are certain fears that we have when it comes to blogging. One is a fear of writing, a fear of being told we're wrong. Another is having the time to do it. And the final one, what was the final one, guys? Can you remember what the final one was? What to write about, that was it. So we've been discussing these three different problems and actually how important it is to set aside time to work on your blog. And that blog posts don't need to be long. They don't need to take long to write. There's no minimum word requirement. Equally, you only need to do one, maybe every couple of weeks. When it comes to a fear of writing, it's not like you have to set yourself up as an expert. You can talk personally about your experiences and what you're doing every day. Finally, when it comes to what to write about, it can just be a matter of taking your experiences, what you're doing at any particular point of time, and saying, there's a blog post in that, and finding what that blog post is. And that's what I'm demonstrating right now with the room. That I'm showing them that even what I'm talking about in this conference, in this conversation right now, is good enough to be a blog post. So there you go. Some hints that might encourage you to blog more.